Well, we did what we needed to tonight. You know, 30 assists, did a good job. Turned it over too much in the second half. Thought we got a little sloppy with the basketball. But I thought we did a good job in that third quarter. Our starters came out in the second half, thought it did a better job. It was kind of reverse of the first half. I thought our bench in the first half was key. In the second half, I thought the starters were key. You know, we did a good job on the glass. Obviously, they're without a lot of players. We didn't shoot the three ball very well. But Karan hit some big shots. Lamar was doing a nice job on the glass. You know, Chris had 11 assists. So, you know, it was good. No one played a lot of minutes with the back-to-back tomorrow night, so we should be rested and go from there. Questions?
What did you think of Chauncey?
I thought he looked, you know, physically he looked all right. He just looked a little out of sync. You know, he missed some shots he usually makes, but it was nice to have him out there. You know, I thought he made a couple really nice passes and gets us another guy that can attack off the dribble. So he's just got to, you know, play through it, see how he feels tomorrow and get him in the game and just try to get some type of rhythm and chemistry down, get a couple good practices in before the playoffs start, and he'll be ready to go.
Coach, what would you say as far as your efficiency, how would you rate it and where you are entering into the playoffs?
Efficiency in what manner?
As far as the total team chemistry.
Well, I mean, it depends on who you're playing. You know, they have a lot of guys out right now, and we manage the game. Got the win. That's all that matters. You know, efficiency at times is good, and, you know, we struggle at times like anybody. But overall, I mean, you know, it's our 55th win in a year, and we're just trying to add them up and put ourselves in a position tomorrow night to get home court. And it's not going to be easy. We got to be ready to go. So efficiency-wise, it's all about making plays at the right moments and being as consistent as possible. And with our depth, we should be able to do that as consistent as anybody. Yeah, I mean, I don't really look at it like that. I just, you know, go every day and see how we can improve. And, you know, we've had our ups and downs and everything. You're just trying to be as consistent as possible. And some areas we've been very consistent and done a good job. And other areas, at times, we've haven't executed as well as we would like.
I mean, it's going to take areas to improve the team going into the playoffs.
I think it's just all health and consistency right now. And you got to play your best basketball in the biggest moments. Understanding the playoffs is a possession game in terms of everything matters, and you can't be throwing the ball all over the place. You can't give up offensive rebounds on free throws. You can't, get beat on the glass. And, I mean, just a lot of things add up because everything is, you know, the microscope's on. But that's what's great about it. If you love the competition, you love to compete, you know, we have, you know, a very good, solid, deep team that I feel very confident can handle different styles of play. But we have to go out and prove it. And this will be the first time this group has gone through that. But we have enough experience where I feel confident that we can handle it.
I mean, I know you guys know that if you win tomorrow, you'll have home court. You don't necessarily know who it's going to be against. It seems like there's a lock that can still happen.
I don't really worry. I just go, you know, tomorrow we're going to prepare for Sacramento, try to go win another basketball game on the road, and how it plays itself out, it plays itself out. So, I mean, you can speculate and think about this and that and the other thing, but at the end of the day, you have to go out and you have to earn it. No one's going to give it to you. And if they do, you'll take it. But right now, our mindset is we're going to go earn it, and it's not going to be an easy game. But that's okay. You know, that's maybe that's better for us. You know, go and let's play.
Did you say that Chris and Blake, they had a full season, addition to one last season, more practice, more preparation this season. Relative to last year this time, how are they as a tandem, as a pick-and-roll tandem, as a big-small?
Well, you know, we're not. I mean, I think there's always a growth process with that, you know. But obviously, we're not sitting here with 55 wins without those guys being very productive and being on the All-Star team and, you know, players of weeks and players of months and doing those things. So they're obviously our catalyst, and they have to do a good job setting the tone for us early, and then just continually work together and see what helps Chris and what helps Blake. And as those guys go, obviously they're a huge part of our team, and we need those guys to play at a high level, especially as the playoffs come around, and I have confidence that they will. So I think it's always a work in progress. I think they're, you know, and I think the good thing is I think Chris and Blake know that they can get better, and they have that mindset, and that's how they work and practice and communicate throughout the game, and that makes us stronger, which is great.
What
Would you expect maybe a tougher building tomorrow because of the circumstances? Again, it might be their last game, and you know the kind of energy that.
Yeah, you know, when, you know, hey, it's going to be, you know, maybe it's, you know, it's like a playoff atmosphere. Maybe that's good. You know, maybe we got to go there and earn it. And you know, we just played, you know, a couple games on the road. The game at Memphis the other night obviously was a good environment. But it's not about the environment. It's about us locking in and executing and, you know, slowing them down in areas and transition defense. And you know, we got to go in with the right mindset, the right level of intensity that needs to be executed. And if we do that, they'll have another opportunity.
Would you say the team is at a point right now where you hoped it would have been at the regular season you were hoping it would be right now?
I don't know. I expect a lot from the team. But, you know, you have to go out and earn everything. So, obviously, we have to improve in areas. That's never going to change. It's always a work in progress and things that you can always get better at. But right now, our mindset, I think, is good. You know, we've performed a little bit better, especially defensively, holding teams down a little bit more. Which helps us because you're not always going to shoot the basketball well, and that's what we've relied on a lot has been our defense, and it's held up most of the season. We had our lulls after the All-Star break, I would say, but, you know, we got to get Chauncey healthy, keep everybody healthy, and hopefully have a good, solid game tomorrow night and get ready for, you know, playoff run. All right, thanks.